Your whip about to get rocking. Your smile about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, you'll release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, welcome to it for your Tuesday afternoon, and she is back.
Yeah.
I'm back. Sorry I missed you all yesterday.
What's happened, Bickers? What's happened?
Oh, so much to tell you about.
Okay.
So of all the things we saw over the weekend, so Cannes Film Festival is on, guys. All the stars were in town in Nice.
Were you at Cannes?
We were in Nice in France.
Did you see who
then
won
we
the
got to drive nice on the Palme Monaco d'Or Grand Prix track?
Oh. Monaco.
Which was epic.
Are these places
we've
all
seen some things.
Are these all in the same place? All these
yes,
things.
Yes, all very close together.
Wow.
The French Riviera is a stunning place.
Oh, my
except
God.
Except when you have a sick Chris in tow.
Oh, my God.
And our weekend took a very different turn.
Wasn't as glamorous as it all sounded at the French Riviera?
No. Oh, I'll tell you about it next.
Great.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday arvo.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
At the end of the day, the world's back open, baby. Been travelling, baby. Austria, Amsterdam, Switzerland, UK, London, baby.
Carrie's trip.
Around the world.
Yeah.
Bon voyage. Add the French Riviera to it, guys.
How was the French? Where is the French Riviera? I mean, I know it's France.
So down the south of France, so yeah. Nice and Cannes and all that little area. It was. We stayed in this little town. Friends of ours let us stay in their little villa in a little town called Tourette's, literally spelt like the
Tourette's.
Tourette's, yes. I don't know if that's maybe where, I don't know whether that means something in French, but anyway, that's where we stayed. It was this medieval town, like from the 1700s. It was the most stunning place.
Maybe Tourette's is named after someone and the town is named after the same person.
Perhaps, because it was called Tourette's de Loup or something, the place we stayed in. So maybe, yes. Mm. Anyway, it's just cobblestone streets. It's in the middle of like up high on this mountain and it's got a wall all the way around it. It's obviously from, you know, when they used to fight wars and stuff. So the wall all the way around it. And it is, you know, all the ceilings, we hit our head on the ceilings about 100 times because all the ceilings are really, really, really low.
Were people shorter back in the day? Obviously.
Must have been.
Yeah. Or they just stuffed it up the whole city over.
But anyway, let's just say 1700s plumbing.
Yeah.
And gastro.
Oh,
not a great combination.
Oh, no. Who had gastro?
So we're going into, you know, I told you that Addie was sick last week and we had to take her to hospital.
That was a while ago.
Yes. So Chris then got it and he was getting better and we were like, good to go. We're good to go, guys. Let's go. And so we head there and on the first day we had there, it was amazing. We did all those things I was telling you about, you know, driving around. We went on a catamaran cruise and we were living our best lives. And then he tucked into the biggest lunch I've ever seen him because he hadn't eaten in like 4 days, right? And then we got back and he did not leave the room or the toilet for 48 hours. I've never seen a man so sick in my entire life. And the worst part about the whole thing was, first of all, I didn't realize that much could come out of you. Like, surely I thought there was at some point a limit, like your body just didn't, if you're not eating or drinking, how is it still producing stuff? I could hear him on that toilet all night, all day, and the pains, you know, you get the gripes, and he was just like,
Oh, my God.
But we'd been told before we stayed there, don't use one of the bathrooms. The plumbing doesn't work, right?
Oh,
there was two options left. There was one bathroom that had just a urinal in it, like just a little thing. So you obviously couldn't use that one.
Surely by that stage he can just use the urinal, right?
Well, no, if the plumbing's not good, you can't be using a urinal to
I reckon after 12 hours you're not.
Actually, that's true. But that one was right next to where I was sitting and sleeping, so I didn't need
And he's just backing up to a urinal and waving
across to you. There was one toilet left for him to use, and he sat on that throne for 2 days straight, the poor guy. But what it meant was because we didn't want anyone else to get the gastro, we wouldn't let anyone else use that toilet. So we had to run up into the town square every time. to go to the toilet. Oh my God. And you know my family.
Yeah.
We're a very regular
You're just a non-stop relay to the town square.
We'd be sitting there like having our coffee on the little patio thing
We were just having
we're having our
usual coffee, laxative, double up.
And then I'd go, quick. And because I couldn't leave the kids with him because he was so sick, I'd be like, quick, let's go. And then we'd
Mummy wants to go for a trip into town.
And then we had to find different restaurants to buy things at.
And the restaurants would have cottoned on to you after a while. Surely they're denying you entry.
2 days of it. Of having to use other people's toilets.
Why didn't you get another place and leave Chris forever?
Because we're up in a tiny town in the middle of nowhere. Like, where were we going? Like, it wasn't hotels around.
There's somewhere to stay.
Send him to hospital. Sick. He had his he was like cuddling his Imodium, like, you know, and I'd be like,
that's why it wasn't working.
Anyway, then the doctor came. They thought he had giardia at some point.
What is giardia?
I think it's when you eat something and then this thing stays in your system. And once you have giardia, I don't think you want giardia. It stays for years. Or something. I know it stays for years. Anyway, now Ollie's got it. So whatever it is, it's going through our family. there we go. Giardia is a tiny parasite that causes the diarrheal disease.
So he didn't. It had just taken him a while to get the gastro.
Yeah.
And you
to
have,
get it full swing.
And you
and
have
I've
remained
avoided it.
Untouched.
But now we've come back and Ollie's got it. So I may not belong for this world, guys.
What can I have of yours if you pass away?
What can you have? My family? You're already in it anyway. I mean, you're coming on our family holiday.
That's true. Just
trade places with me.
That's true. That's before I learned that one of the crappers was backed up with the person using
with
it the
giardia.
Whole time. And there was giardia going around.
But it did make me think, because at one point, so the bit that's really disgusting, but I think it's worth sharing because the point of these moments where you share is you've got to be truly honest about them. Mm. And there was one point where he did use the toilet that he wasn't meant to use, thinking, it'll be right. And it wasn't right. And he
No.
Because what about we do this?
He had his own all four scooping the toilet. And I was like, of all the things to be doing in Nice, Nice.
In the French Riviera. What about this? What about we do beautiful place, horrible experience?
Yes,
when were you somewhere stunning and scooping crap out of a toilet on your hands and knees? Give us a call, 131060.
It's Carrie and Tommy. We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And on 131060, when were you in a beautiful place but having an awful time?
Yeah, we were in the south of France at the weekend and Chris had gastro. We were staying in this beautiful old, like, medieval town where, let's just say, the plumbing wasn't up to it. Mm. And at one point, he spent so much time on this toilet. At one point, he had to scoop his own out of the toilet.
To be fair, because he used a dunny that he was told doesn't work.
I know, but when you're in that moment where you've got to choose whether you go in your pants or on a toilet, right?
That doesn't work.
You do pick a toilet that doesn't work. That's the option you choose.
No way, because that means if you're standing in a Bunnings and you have the choice of crapping your pants or using a display toilet that is unplumbed, you're using
a display toilet.
Are you going in your pants?
I'm going in my pants.
Are you? You're on your own there.
Before a display toilet? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm the one that goes in open homes. So, I mean, I'm definitely using the display toilet. Yeah, but it meant the rest of us had to go.
That's not an open home. That's a display home. There's differences.
The plumbing's connected in one and not the other. Yeah. Yes. Yes. But it meant that at one point we had to use the toilet up in the town, the rest of the family. And I don't know if you've seen the vision of Kendall Jenner walking up the steps to her sister's wedding on the weekend and she's crab walking with her knees together. That was me most times trying to get to the toilet just in time. Christy, where were you that was amazing?
Well, it was my first overseas trip. We went to Thailand. I was in Phuket. And we were booked a gorgeous tour to do the crystal caves and everything the next day. And that night I brushed my teeth with the water, which just a little bit of water the next morning. We were up for the cruise and I could feel my stomach rumbling and I'm like, and we'd booked and paid for this tour, so like we had to go. And I was stuck on a boat with about 60 people in the most beautiful location. And here I am sitting on this weird setup of a pan, one toilet in the middle of a boat with 60 people, and I couldn't get out.
And the waves and the and so were people, well, there was how no did wave, they feel?
And I'm just thinking, I don't even want to know what they can say. I'm not leaving this toilet.
What so, were they thinking about you? Would they knock to make you leave so they could use it, or did everyone just avoid
it? No, they didn't have an option because I wasn't going anywhere. It was really embarrassing. I think the colour just absolutely red the whole time. And anyway, I couldn't wait to get off that boat, needless to say.
Oh my God.
It's funny the things you choose to do when I had to go because I paid for it. Like, you're that
exactly
sick.
Like, but I just thought, it's a little rumble, belly, you know, nothing to. And then by the time we got to the dock, I thought, oh no, this is bad. This is really bad.
What's that called, Jesse? You told me this theory yesterday. Like because
the sunk cost fallacy.
What is it?
The sunk cost fallacy.
Did you know that, Pickers?
The sunk cost fallacy.
Yeah.
Where you started something. It's like watching a movie, watching the first part of the movie, and you know it's going to suck, but you stay because you've paid for it.
Well, that was a little bit Chris's mentality on the weekend.
Oh, no.
Like, he probably should never have gone, but he had this, what was it, the sunk cost fallacy.
Sunk cost.
He was like,
Christy, you had the sunk cost fallacy. Did you know that?
I sunk something, I tell you.
G'day, Nikki.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, so good. Where was the beautiful part of the world where you did something horrible?
We were in Bali staying at Nusa Dua.
Yes, lovely.
At a beautiful, beautiful resort.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks before we left to go on our holidays, my partner at the time got a massive cyst in his groin that had to be drained.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Every second day while we're in Nusa Dua, because we didn't want to cancel, I had to unpack it and pack the wound.
Oh, my God.
In our hotel room. Which I can only imagine what the people staying next door thought was going on.
Nikki, why couldn't he unpack his own cyst?
It's near unbearable to do, the amount of packing that went into it, and you couldn't do it yourself, no way.
He was packing.
He was packing. Now Nikki was packing.
Again, it's the same thing. Nikki said, you know, well, I didn't want to lose the accommodation we paid for. All of us make these random decisions. Yeah, go home, people. Just go home.
I don't want to lose this partner because I've already spent 6 months with them. I need to know from Nikki. Hey, Nikki, how was it afterwards? Like, did it ruin some of the magic?
A 2 week holiday. So he was great by the end of it. We were able to do everything.
But did you have flashbacks to the cyst?
I reckon.
Like, was there ever a moment where you're down there and you just remember packing and unpacking?
No.
You're a better.
I was just happy that he was better.
You're a better human than I am, Nikki. Good on you. Thank you.
Oh, that's a lot. Cysts are a lot, aren't they?
Yeah. It also sounded
packing
like
and unpacking.
Sounded like the excuse of like a disgusting teenage boy as well. Oh no, someone else has got to pack my cysts for me. Oh no.
Oh, Todd, can you top that? When were you in a magnificent place, but what was happening was far from magnificent?
Oh, first of all, Tommy, you're disgusting. But anyway.
I agree with you, Tom.
California in Buena Park, which is around the Disney region, and had gone to the hotel, and I reckon 15 minutes from checking in, my stomach just dropped about 3 feet. And I thought, I'm in big trouble. So I went to the toilet, was in there for a good 20 minutes or so, flush toilet blocked, and I'm thinking, oh, literally crap, I'm not calling reception. We've been here 20 minutes, and there's no plunger. So I just had to dive the arms straight in and right down into the S-bends, and it became quite apparent.
How far down did you need to go, Don?
I love how Todd reckons he reckons I'm disgusting too.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he's shoulder deep in his bog after only being at the hotel for 20 minutes and then complaining there's no plunger. I've never had a hotel upstate. If there's a plunger in your bathroom, leave the hotel immediately.
It became quite apparent as I was pulling out all the toilet paper that that wasn't actually mine. Mine was just the icing on the cake.
But how? Hold on. How would you know?
Carrie and Tommy. Happy Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Still to come. If you don't, sorry.
You have a little microsleep there, mate.
Forgot I'm back at work. Yeah. If you are not into your work drinks, you can sue and possibly take home a whole lot of sweet cash.
Really?
I found you a loophole and I'll tell you how.
Okay. Well, I'm going to stay tuned.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Don't you like your work?
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Around Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little driving you home. And because you almost missed it yesterday.
Oh, you would have been shattered.
I mean, that I was hoping I had.
Same, but backwards. We didn't play it without you, mate. We thought we'd hold on to it for you. And do you remember what your request was last week?
Jesse, wrong game. Same, but spoken.
Sorry, same, but spoken.
Yes.
You're right. God, how can I get them confused?
Yes, backwards.
One's good one's bad. what was my request last week? No, well, I don't remember.
I think you wanted oil company to get on board as a sponsor again, wasn't it? Was that your request?
We played same, but Austrian, and you want it read in the language of the country that we were playing. So this week,
I do. I didn't feel like you fully committed. Yes.
Well, this week we are doing this.
Same. What? Oui, oui. Au revoir, les enfants.
Is that a yes, goodbye, the children? Is that what that was? I think it was.
I saw that movie and that was the only French thing I could say.
Les enfants.
Au revoir, les enfants.
Yeah. Bye, the children. That's such a funny thing for you to take to France with your kids. The only thing I know how to say is bye-bye, the children.
And it was such a sad movie too. Anyway.
Yeah, I imagine.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can say to your kids. It's going to be a very sad life.
Now, I reckon this game is going to be really hard. I'm going to read you some lyrics in French.
Yep. Hey, you're forgetting that I'm fluent.
Oh, of course. Yes, this is going to be hard for you because...
Can you speak French?
Oui. Haven't we done this about 30 times on our show?
What?
Me en français. Speaking French?
You just do a lot of...
What did I say? 30? Oh, yeah, 30.
Thank you. Okay, so your first song. Que ce soir va être une bonne nuit.
You sound good, Jess.
Thank you so much.
Is it?
Merci. Que ce soir va être une bonne nuit.
Yeah.
I feel like bonne nuit.
It's good night, yeah.
Is it a Bieber song?
It's not Bieber.
Can you give us more?
Ce soir, c'est la nuit, faisons la fête.
It's a new night to do something.
Yeah. Night. Something about the night.
Yeah.
Night.
It's a good one. It's a chilly one. It's
good,
a good
night.
One.
Ooh, Bickers, you're on the right track.
Good night. Oh, hang on, I've got this. It's going to be a good night. It's a good night. Oh, is that it?
I don't know. No idea.
It is the Black Eyed Peas. I got a feeling. Good night.
I think what we might need sing it a bit as well.
No, we've got this, Pickers. We've got this.
I know it's same, but spoken. I think it needs to be same, but sung in French by Jesse.
We're going to have to play that on Wednesday.
I also have absolutely no idea what I'm singing because I can't read French.
You did a great job.
Depuis que j'ai quitté la ville, vous avez une réputation pour vous même
maintenant. Gaga, no. Something reputation.
Yeah,
who sings the reputation song?
You have a reputation for something. What was it? Give it to us again.
Vous avez.
Do you know the answers to these, Jesse?
I know what song they are. I just have absolutely no idea what the translation is.
But are we close to it with reputation?
Yes, that is one of the words, yes.
Okay, and is the song name Reputation? Is it a Gaga song?
No. It is not Lady Gaga, and it is not Reputation.
Oh, that's a Madame Gaga in French.
Rihanna.
No. Tout le monde, c'est j'aime.
Everybody, I like. Hey.
Exclu, Chérie, tu m'as déprimé, tu m'as stressé.
You're doing a very good job. I don't know if I'm more into French
say it's Lady
Jessie
Marmalade,
or Scottish
but I'm not sure.
I don't think any
everybody
of the lyrics
rock
to this song.
Everybody Rock Your Body. Is it Everybody?
No, it's one of your favourite artists.
Oh, Destiny's Child.
No.
Just tell us who it is, Jesse.
It's Drake, it's Hotline Bling. All right, I reckon you've
sorry,
got
that's
this
on
one.
Me, because even though I am fluent in French, I actually don't know the translation for Hotline Bling, which I believe is one of the harder things to try and translate.
All right, I reckon you've got this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Applaudissez si vous vous sentez comme une pièce sans trois. The hint is applaudissez.
Mm. Yeah, I think I want to.
Which means
I
what?
I think the next bit means I want to piss with you.
What does what's the phrase?
Clap your hands. Clap your hands now. Clap your hands.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your
clap
hands.
Clap your hands now. Ooh, oh, it's happy. Yeah. Oh!
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon.
It's time for Bickmore's Bits.
Here we go now.
I know I was away yesterday and it's old news, but we've just got to quickly talk about the Kardashian wedding.
Yes.
Kourtney marrying Travis Barker.
Third.
In Italy.
Their third wedding, right?
Third wedding. Yes, isn't it? Lots of weddings. One in Santa Barbara, one in Vegas, I think, one in. Anyway,
oh,
this was the
what
epic
I
one.
Do. This is the epic one.
This is the epic one.
How many is it going to be?
I think this is it now.
Surely everyone.
This was the one, because I don't think all the family was invited to all the other ones. It was quite small and private, whereas this was the big everyone, you know, this is the Instagram
I'd
wedding.
I'd be so
you know
pissed
I mean?
Off if I went to someone's wedding and they went, hey, again next week. I'm like, no, no, but in a different part of the world. Oh, how many weekends do I have to take off
oh,
work?
Have you seen this? This looks so fun. I mean, of all the places you'd want to go have a wedding, it was in the top of some, I think it was Portofino or something. Anyway, it looked amazing. But we need to discuss the food that was eaten
yes.
at this wedding. Because the thing with Instagram these days and the most Instagram family in the world
yeah.
is they constantly Instagrammed the whole wedding. There was this funny video of Kendall walking up steps because she was in a tiny like mermaid type dress and yeah. she couldn't climb all the steps. She was walking like... I walked when I needed to use the loo the other day.
Yes.
But no, this vision of the pasta they were all served has gone viral and the world has gone bananas for it. So imagine a beautiful plate, a big sort of round plate.
Yeah.
What, 30 centimeter plate?
Yep.
Is that how big a plate
yep.
is? Yeah.
Yep.
And this is an ornate plate and it's got a tiny little circle in the middle that's probably smaller than the palm of your hand. The palm of a kid's hand would be how small this circle is. That is how much pasta they got for dinner. That little thing was scooped out of a
eating is
pulled up with tongs and then it was put in the middle of this plate and the internet's gone, what is happening? The richest family in the world, give us a full plate of pasta.
What do you reckon it means? Because if they only got one toilet and they don't want people using it, what's going on?
No, well, Georgia, one of our producers, made a point that that's where the pattern was on the plate and perhaps they want it to go outside the line of the pattern of the plate because then it wouldn't look as good.
So you've got to go back and ask for sevenths and eighths.
You know, it looks bad. A plate that empty.
Yes, doesn't it?
It just looked ridiculous. And the thing is, also, why are you serving that at a wedding? It's a stand-up wedding where they're all wearing white and then they've got
a
red pasta.
Around.
They've got to carry a plate around.
These povos suck.
Hey, let's talk about Rita, okay?
Who?
Rita is a UK cashier.
Oh.
She works and she works with some lovely people. However,
oh, thank God we're
talking about it. There's a few who like to leave her out. I don't know if you remember me bringing you the story of the guy who sued because he told his workplace he didn't want a birthday party.
Yes.
And they threw him a birthday party
yeah.
and it made his anxiety so bad he had a panic attack and he sued them
yeah.
and he won all this money.
Yeah.
Well, Rita has just won $131,000.
What's she done?
All for being left out of after work drinks.
Oh my God, imagine how much money you would have made.
Oh, don't say that. I'm on another side of the world. You'd invite me if I was there, wouldn't you?
Yeah, if we knew you could sue, absolutely.
Can I sue for not being invited into book club?
You can't read, so that is really...
What about run club? All these clubs I'm not invited into.
You don't turn
anyway,
up, mate. You're
Rita,
too busy.
said she felt shunned by her colleagues at the casino that she worked at in London after she was the only worker not to be invited to a cocktail bar after work, and the tribunal agreed, saying that it was detrimental to her opportunity to bond with colleagues and further, you know, increase her chances of doing other things at work.
Someone that's going to sue like that, no wonder you weren't invited to drinks. What a punish.
Stop that.
What do you mean? Of course.
Rita sounds fun.
What, the woman who went, you didn't invite me, I'm suing. Oh, sorry,
well,
Rita.
She's having the last laugh, isn't she?
Of sunshine.
And finally, have you ever thought that perhaps an elephant is in fact a person?
Yes, all the time.
I know you think that all the time.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
I haven't.
What?
Oh, it's just an impression Jesse does sometimes. It involves turning his pockets inside out. Doesn't matter.
There's a case before the New York High Court. This is fascinating, right? So this group wants to move the beautiful elephant that's been at the Bronx Zoo. Mm-hmm. His name's Happy. He's been there for 45 years, mm-hmm. and they feel like he's being caged in this 1 acre space they want to put in a sanctuary.
Everyone feels like.
So they've argued that he's a person. They say he has four limbs. He has expressive eyes. He likes to stroll through greenery in New York City like people do. Apparently, he was the first elephant to ever pass a self-awareness indicator test where he repeatedly touched a white X on his forehead. Oh, no, it's a her. On her forehead as she looked into a large mirror. And they said all human behaviours, because that's the sort of stuff we do all the time, stand in front of a mirror and hit ourselves in the head.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're trying to fight for the fact that this animal deserves person rights.
So what do you say? Sorry, he's a her. Is that what you said? Is he a her? Just saying, you don't make that mistake with Jesse's impression.
I got it wrong. The elephant is a her.
Okay.
He's a her.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon.
Oh, hump day eve. Pre-hump day. That's what I call it. Happy pre-hump day, everybody.
Pump day, for sure.
Hey?
Pump day.
Happy pump day. That's great, actually. Happy pump day, because...
Is it?
What do you call it?
Tuesday.
The first day of your working week this week. That is... Nah, joking. It's pump day. Have I got a story for you next? It is involving one of the biggest celebrities in the world, Ainsley Harriet, and one of the biggest hero moments. Just when you think, can that guy have any more talents? What? More than hosting Ready, Steady, Cook? Yes, more. You'll hear about it next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Shawn Mendes, when you're gone, it's Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon.
Because there is nothing I love more than a story about just a regular citizen who becomes a hero. I've told you the story of when there was a jumping castle deflating when I was younger, and a lady started screaming as the castle went down. She went, my grandson's in there. And so I leapt in and got underneath the deflated jumping castle, and I pulled out her grandson and I held him in the air like it was out of the Lion King. I went, I've saved your grandson. And she didn't even thank me, and she just took him and started crying. And I was like, you prick of an old thing.
Well, because it wasn't really about you.
It was. I saved him. If I wasn't there.
It was about her and the child, though. And yes, I know if you weren't there, but, you know, heroes don't need thanks, you know.
This one did. This one, heroes don't get thanks. That's what my experience is. Well, you won't believe who has turned hero. Ainsley Harriet, of course, everyone's favourite cooking show host, the host of Ready, Steady, Cook in the UK.
Do you watch any other shows?
Nah, just cooking shows. Ooh.
Get him, Ainsley.
Ow.
Yeah.
You should do your own cooking show. That would be so fun. I'd watch that.
What would it be called? Just a little cooker.
Oh, a little cooker.
Just a little thing I knocked up in the kitchen. Not you, Sandra. So, Ainsley, if you don't know.
You can't say stuff like that.
I didn't say it. I did say it. If you take the tape, I did say it.
Don't rewind any tape.
Got your oven mitts on?
Always use your oven mitts. Or you'll get something that burns.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Ainsley, if you don't know Ready Steady Cook in the UK, it's the best because they cook the worst stuff. They're like, today I've got potatoes and carrots. And what are you hoping to make with it? Potato and carrot stew. It's just shocking, right? It's so bad. And then it's got some geezer who's never eaten a vegetable in his life go, actually, I didn't know what potatoes and carrots would taste like, but they're not that bad. Anyway, Ainsley Harriet has become a hero because he saved his sister from drowning. I know. And can you believe I got so far down in this article because he's beloved TV chef. He saved his sister's life.
Is this when they were little or now as a grown adult?
This is breaking news as of today. Yes. And then there's some tweets. Well done. Not all heroes wear capes. Some wear aprons. And then, yeah, I know. Isn't it good? Hope she's okay. Must have been quite a shock for both of you. Best wishes.
What happened to her?
Well, because then Ainsley came out and he responded to the chorus of praise for his heroic acts. Just a big thank you to everyone who helped my sister. She's doing fine and all is well. He went on to thank people who had helped at the scene of the drowning. Now, can we talk about what they revealed later in the article? Do you know how she drowned, Bickers? She was at the Chelsea Flower Show and she tripped and fell into a water feature. They've got a picture of her lying on the ground next to the water feature. The top half's not even wet. She just stepped into a water feature.
So she didn't actually nearly drown.
Mate, she's just fallen into a fountain.
Because I was going to say that you need him on your channel swim to help you in case you go under.
No, I need him.
But you'll be fully under, sister.
I'll be fully under.
There's a chance you'll be 10 feet under by the end of this swim. Nothing will be able to help you. So she tripped and half fell into a pond.
She stepped into a fountain and they have called paramedics. There was on-site medical professionals.
Maybe something happened. Maybe she knocked her head or something.
Embarrassment.
You've missed a part of the story,
No, I haven't.
They're not all tweeting about him being a hero just helped his sister back out of a pond.
Thought she tripped and fallen into the water feature, which was part
maybe it was a big one. It's a Chelsea Flower Show. Maybe it's quite deep.
Do you reckon?
It would be huge. It would be like palatial.
If it's a flower show, it's probably removable.
She looks like she's just lying on the edge of the ground. Yeah, I know, which is just a foot above the... Yeah, you can see it. Eli's just showing me a picture of her. And look how deep it is. It's like...
At Carrie
it's like
Tommy
shin
show.
Deep.
Oh, poor love.
Oh, my gosh. And you can see the other side of it. It's only a meter wide. Oh, my gosh.
Could have just grabbed onto the edge and pulled herself out.
Yeah, I know. Well, she couldn't because Ainsley had to jump in there and steal the bloody spotlight like he always did when they were growing up. 13 10 60. Give us a call. What happened with the water feature? Because I love a tumble into a fountain. It's such good times, and we don't all go like this and need to be rushed away to hospital. Give us a call, 13 10 60. Did you have a run-in with a water feature?
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
It's Tuesday afternoon. It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little, and on 13 10 60, have you had a run-in with a water fountain?
Yes, because...
I've seen this vision now.
Isn't it so good?
Oh, it's just sad.
Because Ainsley Harriet... He's a hero, the host of Ready, Steady, Cook in the UK, because the headline said he rescued his sister from drowning. And then when you investigate it a bit further, she just fell into a water feature at a garden show, at the Chelsea Flower Show. And it is, shin deep water?
Maybe it was the shock of the fall, she hit herself or something. I mean, the picture doesn't help because it's her just sitting on the side of a fountain with her ankles in a bit of water.
Do you reckon Ainsley pushed her and then saved her?
Maybe that's how you have to become a hero. You've got to create your own.
Oh, push someone in front of the bus to save them from the bus.
That's right.
I remember when I was a kid and I used to babysit this little girl.
Oh, my God.
She was so snuggly.
What is this segue?
I don't know.
We've gone from pushing someone.
No, that reminds me of babysitting.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
Oh, that's funny.
I shouldn't be saying this out loud.
I know.
Oh, we're getting some calls through from the
Zara. Zara, what happened in the water fountain?
Well, when I was seven, I was climbing on a cubby house roof and I fell off and landed on a cement bird bath and the top of it fell off and landed on my face and broke my nose.
Oh my gosh, these are the fun stories I was hoping for.
Sarah. Oh, no, Sarah.
I mean, it sounds, do you know what the feature was? Like, was it one of those peeing Cupid things? Yeah, but
it was just a bird bath that, like, you have in your garden, just the regular ones.
But yeah. When you say the middle fell off, was there a little, you know, a little guy with a bow and arrow or something in the middle? Or
the top of the cement bird bath sit on the base, so they're not like one whole piece. And so when I landed on the edge of it after falling off the cubby house roof, it flipped off and landed straight on my face.
Oh my God. And,
who was the hero there that day? Who saved your life?
Ainsley?
Then I was being babysat. My parents had just dropped me off.
Funny. Oh, it was Carrie babysat.
Reminds me of a story about when Carrie used to babysit.
But no mobile phones back then, so I had to stay there with the broken nose.
Oh, Zara.
Hang on. But there were no mobile phones, but there was still like doctors and stuff, right?
It was the 90s. Nobody cares about a broken nose.
Okay.
I mean, that is true.
That's the Bigmore school of babysitting, yes. Yeah. Yeah, that babysitter's just sitting there. If I only had a mobile phone, which is something you've never heard of because it hasn't been invented for another 10 years.
And Max, because, talk to us.
Should I ask any of the people that you babysitted to call in, or are they not around anymore?
They wouldn't remember. Max, concussion. Talk to us. What happened with the water feature?
A few years ago, I was taking my daughter for a run up to Canberra because I was delivering plants around Canberra, and we stopped at a nursery at about 2 o'clock in the morning, and I said, you better go to the toilet now because there's no other chance. So she wandered off, and the next thing I hear, this massive big splash. I yelled out, what's wrong? She goes, Dad, I've fallen in a pond.
In the nursery, Max?
Out the front of the nursery, there was a water feature, and she fell in the pond.
Well, the poor thing. Does that mean she had to sit there wet for the rest of the trip?
No, I had clothes. She didn't have any change of clothes. Her mother dropped her off and said, just take her for a run with you. So I'm fairly short. She's fairly tall. So we end up with 3/4 length tracksuit pants, my jocks and a shirt.
I love how you say that she's short and you're tall.
No, I'm short. She's tall.
So the clothes almost fit the child.
Yeah, my tracksuit pants fit me because I was 3/4 length on her, you know.
Good on you, Max. Josh, what happened at the water feature?
How you going? I was sort of last weekend went down to Melbourne CBD.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
I sat on what I thought was a seat and which happened to be a water feature. And as I have sat down, water feature has turned on and... Definitely the wrong day to wear footy shorts. It was bad.
Oh, you got a seat in the colonic. That's fine, Josh. Some people pay good money for that.
Well, no, but bloody hell, I've still got PTSD to this day. It's no good.
That's roughly the sound it made.
Bloody hell.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Hey, Bickers, what did you call a vodka and raspberry lemonade?
A fire engine.
Yes. Well, guess what? I found out that word has another meaning. Find out what that is next.
I know what's next, and that's not what's next.
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Hey, because I saw a fire truck the other day, and for the first time in my life, it was using the fire hydrant. So, like, the hose was connected to the fire hydrant that you see on the side of the road. I've only ever seen them
using their own, go into the, what do you call it?
They just use their truck.
System.
It's got water in it.
No, but don't they often put it into the ground or something? You see them screwing it in. What's that?
Here was my question. So I started to think, do they tee it up to the fire hydrant thing? Because I've only ever see them spurt out water when they get hit by a car and they burst everywhere in the street and they just rocket, you know, shoot water up into the street. Do they hook their fire trucks up to those things to fill up their fire trucks?
To the hydrant?
Yes.
I thought the hydrant doesn't have water in it, though, does it?
Are we talking about the same things?
I did not know. I didn't think that fire trucks carried that much water in them.
But that's what
I thought they had to hook up just about every time.
Oh, so I thought so, the hydrant. Sorry, this is my question.
I'm so confused.
So to make a fire truck spray water, does it have to park next to a fire hydrant and attach itself, or does it have a bit of water on it and then they have to go and fill up at a fire hydrant? Because otherwise, if there's a fire nowhere near a fire hydrant,
yes,
your truck would be so useless. Right.
So two questions. Mm. I thought the fire hydrant, are you talking about the little red bottle on the wall?
No.
Ah.
No. Talking about the things on the side of the road that are silver with a little red cap on them and you lift that bit off.
Oh, that's what I've always seen them attached to. That's why I was saying I thought they put their thing in the thing on the ground.
So I'm
that's
probably
all I've ever seen, right? I thought that you're talking about the little red thing that they say in case of fire use. And I was going to say, isn't that got a spray, like a foaming thing in it?
Do you know what won't be helping? Water. I'll be using the wrong words. But yes, that thing on the side of the road. And so
I assume they've got water on board.
Yep.
For some situations where they can't access water. And then when they can access water, they access water.
So if you have a house fire and you're nowhere near a fire hydrant, they can just only, you know, put out one
room.
Hold
on, our producers are giving us the answer here. What does it say? A fire hose is a high-pressure hose that carries water or other fire retardants such as foam. Outdoors, it's attached either to a fire engine. See, it can be attached to a fire engine, fire hydrant, or a portable fire pump. Does that mean it can...
Yes, but what I'm asking is, does it fill up the truck? Or... does the truck drive around with heaps of water in it?
Well, that's what I've never thought about that.
How much, Eli? 3,000 litres. I don't actually have any idea
how much. It can carry around on it on board.
And so then, is that enough to put out a house fire?
So fire trucks can dispense 1,500 litres per minute. So they'll be out within 2 minutes. Therefore, they need to plug in somewhere and get some water.
And so what if those things aren't around... That, like, there's not that many hydrants around. Where do they plug into?
Well, I think the hose is really long. I can Google that too. Hold on.
But couldn't they go into a house water system and all that kind of thing, or building water system if they needed to? Mm-hmm.
I live next door to two firefighters. Would you like me to call one?
Absolutely.
I also love that the producers have put information for us just so we understand. And at one point the information said a fire truck is a truck that puts out fire that carries around a hose and a ladder. Thanks, guys.
Okay. We'll be back with the answers.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
You drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
And I've just realised I don't understand how fire trucks work, because I saw one for the first time being hooked up to like the fire hydrant thing on the side of the road. And I was like, oh, do they have to hook up to that every time?
Surprised you've never seen that.
I've never seen that.
Nearly 40. It's crazy. Oh. Anyway, so you were wondering
drive by
whether they carry around their own water. So if there's not a hydrant nearby,
the only
are you
one
still
on
getting stuck
this
on the age
side of
thing?
40? Yes.
Whatever. Whether they carry around their own water in case there's not a hydrant nearby, or do they always need to hook up to a hydrant? And if they do have a tank on board, do they use that hydrant to refill?
Yes. All of those questions. And I believe we have a fiery, do we?
We're calling right now.
Rob.
Hello.
Is that Rob the Fiery?
It certainly is.
G'day, Rob. This is Carrie and Tommy here.
Pleasure.
Rob. Hey, Rob, sorry for the call, but I just realised that I have no idea how fire trucks work. And I was hoping you could help me out. When you go to put out a fire, is there much water on board the truck?
Yeah, so around Victoria, you'll find particularly in metropolitan Melbourne, you'll find we have two different types of trucks, pumpers and pumper tankers. So on a pumper truck, they carry 1,300 litres of water. Mm. And on a pumper tanker, they carry 3,200 litres of water.
And so what's that in terms of fire? Is that enough to put out a house?
Certainly not. So the pumpers will give you about 3 minutes of water once you've got it flowing out of the hoses.
Yeah.
And then a pumper tanker will give you about 6 to 8 minutes. So typically, you've got to find water from somewhere else, and normally that's going to be a street hydrant.
And so those street hydrants, because this is what I saw one hooked up to the street hydrant. So how I mean, I feel like I don't see that many of them around. Is there often a case where a house or something is too far away from a hydrant?
There are distances that you have to have in varying areas. So industrial areas, hydrants might be closer together than in residential areas because you need to get more water. But there's heaps of different types of hydrants as well. So a lot of them are stored under the ground, and we have what's called indicators as we go past. So we can see with blue cat's eyes on the road or cat's eyes on poles where those things are located. So you'll see a common one around called an L-type. Uh-huh. And that has a little red hat on top of it and a silver body, and that's actually just a cover. You pull that off, and then there's a hydrant underneath. The other ones that are pretty common, fire plugs, you'll find them in the ground, often covered with grass and that sort of stuff because they don't often get used, but they are there when we need them.
You only see it with the naked eye kind of thing, or is there like a little GPS-y type system where you can see them all dotted around?
No, it is mapped by the water companies because they maintain the hydrant systems. So we get little map printouts that we can look at and refer to. But it is our responsibility to keep them marked up so that if we do have an emergency and there's a fire, we need to be able to find them ourselves. So it's a combined effort.
Can you ever tap into the house water system? So say like you were at a house that was in the middle of the bush or something, can you use their water?
That's different again. So they'll often have water tank systems that they can draw from. So it's a supply of water that just sits there permanently. Depending how far out you go, yeah, there'll still be mains running from the city somewhere.
And so then if you do use your water, Rob, say you use your whatever, your 3 minutes of water in the little one, do you then fill it up from a hydrant or do you go back to the station to fill it up or... what do you do?
No, definitely. So every single time we finish a job, we have to make sure that that truck is ready to go for the next job because you might drive around the corner and suddenly you need a whole heap more water again. Mm-hmm. So pretty much we'll finish up a job, we'll pack away, we'll roll up all the hoses, store them back in the truck. And then one of the last things we'll do is fill up the truck with water from one of those street hydrants I talked about. And then we'll mark ourselves available for calls again and off we go on to the next one.
I'm really feeling like a five-year-old at a birthday party and you've rocked up with your fight. Can Tommy and I sit in the front of the drive?
Drop past the station, I'm sure they'll let you.
Hey, Rob, that was fascinating. Thank you, brother.
No worries at all. Glad I could help and answer a couple of questions for you.
You're a legend. Thanks, Rob. Cheers, mate.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that is where you're at for your Tuesday afternoon, which means the paper quiz is coming up next.
Ooh. But, guys, you might be heading into cold territory in Australia, but things are hotting up here in London.
Oh, like that accent.
I merged into that. Did you feel it? Was it a casual merge or was it a real like swerve onto the freeway?
Yeah. No, it was. It was a swerve off the road, but then back on.
Guys, it's going to be, there's a heat wave coming. They think in London it is going to be hotter than Ibiza next week.
Why didn't you just give us the degrees?
Mid-20s, guys. Mid-20s,
hell yeah.
Get the shorts out.
Oh, my gosh. Because when's it hitting, do you say? Next week?
Next weekend. I'm going to be in time there for your arrival.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to wear short shorts.
We've got gloomy weather. We're going to have gloomy weather right up until your arrival, and then you will bring the sunshine, my
hell
friend.
Hell yes. I'm going to get sunburnt in a park. I can't wait. Hey, have you seen those little barbecues yet?
You keep talking to me about these barbecues.
Have you not seen them?
Shall we go have one of those barbecues while you're here? Is that what you're wanting to do?
Yeah, that'd be awful.
Just without the tops off bit.
Why? Why can't we
get it? Because last time we talked about this, you said all the women sit around with their tops off.
No, the women don't sit around with their tops off.
Oh, I thought like you said the women sit around. And I was imagining them getting burnt nips.
No.
No.
Imagine that. Hey, Bickers, want to come to a tits out barbecue?
How funny is that photo I sent around the group WhatsApp? Because I took a photo of Addy on the weekend and in the background, unbeknownst to me, or maybe beknownst to me, there was a lady.
Unbeknownst to me, she's the only thing in the photo in focus.
No, Addy's there.
Blurry little blob.
In the background, there is a topless sunbather. She was loving life. It still gives me a thrill.
Did you set the camera to timer so that you could run around and sit in the back?
Isn't it funny as a fully grown woman that you still get a bit of a, oh, when you see somebody on the beach with their top off?
I'm picturing you with Ollie's plane spotting camera.
The lens. Like
the huge long lens, just sizing up with these the norks in the distance.
She was fabulous.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
From Australia for your Tuesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yo, Jesse.
Yeah, dog.
You got that paper ready?
Yeah, dog.
Gary, Tommy, do that quiz from the newspaper. We do the questions first and we get them answers later.
Afterwards.
Most exciting radio quiz of all time. Gary, Bickmore, Tommy Little, put your hands up because it's quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz time.
Quiz
it's
time.
Paper quiz time.
Yeah.
That delay is beautiful on that.
So gangster.
Yeah.
It was more raspberries, to be honest.
Sounded like an old school phone going off.
All right, question number one today. Samsonite and Antler are brands which are associated.
Suitcase.
Ooh, Bickers. Straight off the bat.
It's clearly not about the chat today.
Ooh, getting it done.
No, I don't know. Sorry, the brand's associated with
which
what I just saw.
Which type of product? Yeah, I reckon you're right.
Yeah, I've seen lots of them around.
Which ones?
A few airports.
Samsonites or?
Guys, I've been travelling, you know, and I've seen some suitcases in my time.
Question number two. The Super Bowl is traditionally held on what day of the week?
Sure, it's Sunday.
Tuesday or something. Monday.
No, because it's always,
we always get it here, on lunchtime.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, is it?
Mm. Okay. I think so.
But why? Oh, no.
But why do we get it on a Monday? That is why today.
Yeah.
Then give it to us. Soon, you would have thought with the internet we'd get it straight away.
I know. One day.
Yeah.
Question number three. What do you call someone who works at a casino gambling table?
Well, Tommy.
A sucker. When I'm there, a croupier.
Question number three. The knitting pattern abbreviation PSSO stands for what?
Pretty stupid, so suck off.
Oh, what was it? The knitting, what is it?
The knitting pattern abbreviation PSSO stands for what?
Potential suit or shorts. No, shorts or.
Optional.
Yeah. Pretty silly suit, officer.
I've got no idea. Anyone know about knitting in there? I tried knitting once.
Something sewing, something outline. I reckon outline is going to be last.
Sure. You reckon one of the S's are stitch or is that not knitting?
Yes. Stitch,
it's not
sewing,
knitting,
outline.
Oh, okay.
But knitting's with your sticks things.
But isn't it a pattern? Yeah. Isn't it a pattern?
Yeah, it could be a pattern.
Yeah.
Mm.
So it'll be pattern.
Oh.
Yeah, with the first one. Pattern, stitching, sewing, outline.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Question number five. Who composed the musical score for Chocolat and the Cider House Rules?
Wow. Oh. Is it Andrew Lloyd Webber?
No, I was going to say the same thing, but he's more, you know, Cats and Les Mis and all that, isn't he? Did he do Chocolat?
Look, I couldn't tell you. He's probably the one I know. I go from Andrew Lloyd Webber to Chopin, and I don't think either of those answers are correct.
What's the other movie other than Chocolat?
The Cider House Rules.
Mm. Cider House Rules. Would Andrew Lloyd Webber be doing Cider House Rules?
I don't even know. What is Cider House Rules?
Yeah.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it. Let's go with the only one we know, Andrew Lloyd Webber.
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it. Sounds pretty convenient story for someone who wants no follow-up questions about Cider House Rules.
All righty, answers. Question number one was Samsonite and Antler are both types of luggage. Question number two, the Super Bowl is always held on a Sunday. Someone who works at a gambling table is a croupier.
Ooh. Well, we've got 3 out of 5. I think that's our lot for today.
Now, PSSO in knitting patterns stands for Pass Slipped Stitch Over.
Oh, I got
there
stitch.
Was a stitch in there.
I got stitch.
You did say stitch.
And I have a quarter of a point, please, Jesse. Thank you.
Pass.
I respect the commitment to the quarter of the sound effect. Thank you.
And question number five, who composed the musical score for Chocolat and the Cider House Rules? It is Rachel Portman.
Oh, the port dog.
Now that the show's finished, don't be sad. You can get more Carrie and Tommy anytime you like. Just download and sign up to the Listener app. It's the new home of Carrie and Tommy.